Mulder leads his man, goes all the way inside. Finger roll with the right hand is good.
Love the idea that Mulder, now he can knock down threes, but able to get to the basket. Versatility.
They worked it fair. Low block. Kicks the pass out to a wide open. Mulder for three. That is good. And that's how we start. Crisscross leading it back behind Mulder. Three is good. He knew it before he let it go. Levitt, a couple of fancy dribbles, will pull up just shy of the free throw line. Banks it home.
We talked about the catalyst that Walt Lemon is for this Windy City team. Where would they be without him?
Jakar Sampson back across the line to Walt Lemon. Going in all the way to the Euro step. Bank shot good with the left hand. And a timeout is called by Kent as Lemon now with six. And the lead is six. Mulder pulling up for three. Top of the key off the mark. Too strong. Lemon gets the rebound to the right corner. Now attacks baseline. Reverse lip off glass is good.
Lemon being able to get wherever he wants to be on the floor right now. He's hot in the first quarter.
Jakar Sampson, foul line extended right. Finds Mulder. Top of the key. Works his way inside, though, all the way down. And a one-hand block.
That high elevation for Mulder flying through the sky here at the Sears Center. Lemon on the right side for the Bulls. Lemon with a pass to the left corner. Beecham down the left baseline. Reverse layup is good.
Thanks for the assist.
I still remember how to do that.
that was nice of you.
Jakar Sampson faking the three. Now we'll take the three and splash it down.
Jakar Sampson could do it all inside and out. The big man stepping out for three.
And get it into fair. Now Sampson, 12 to shoot. Lemon with it back on the right wing, high on the floor. Now Mulder splits a couple defenders, goes all the way down to Euro step. Bank shot good off the glass.
No other Bulls were moving on the play, so thank goodness Mulder was there to go right down the lane for the lay-in.
Lemon with it with a one-point lead for Windy City. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Mulder right corner three. Bullseye.
It's amazing the slow rotation, knowing that the shooter's wide open, how the Ken Charge have their hands down. It's amazing.
This is your exclusive home for the Windy City Bulls. Halftime. This is your Windy City Bulls halftime show with Ryan Fahey.
It's halftime here at the Sears Center Arena. 62-59. The Bulls have the lead over the Canton Charge. Alongside Rob Hill, I'm Ryan Fahey with you. And it's the Michael Mulder Show through 24 minutes of regulation. Rob Hill, 26 first half points, 6 of 8 from downtown.
The finale of the Windy City Bulls regular season is, of course, debuted by Michael Mulder's finale. SC's going for a record here, Ryan, so I was taking a little bit of notes as Michael Mulder's three-point streak was going along here. But let's just touch on this quickly before I go to that note. 10 of 13 from the field, 6 of 8 from beyond the arc, 26 points overall, as him and Walt Lemon Jr. have combined for 41 of the Bulls' 62 first-half points. But I was doing a little bit of researching during this first-half barrage there of three-point shooting from Michael Mulder. The all-time Windy City Bulls record for threes made in a game would be 8. Held by Denzel Valentine twice, and of course our own Kaiser Gates on this year's team also did it once as well. So Mulder's just two away from tying a Windy City Bulls franchise record, and he has a very good chance of breaking that tonight as well.
Yeah, he's been the big story for Windy City. He flipped to the other side of the court with Canton Charge. Corey Williams and Levi Randolph have been a dynamic duo, combining for 40 of the team's 59 points so far through one half of action. Corey Williams has also already taken 16 shots, by the way, to go along with 4 rebounds and a couple of assists.
Yeah, he's really been dominating that matchup down low. You definitely highlighted him there, Ryan. 11-16 down low. Jakar Sampson has definitely had his hands full. Jakar, overall, has had a very hard time with Williams because Williams, like I said, he was warming up a little bit before the game, using his right as much as his left hand. He's been using both here. And then really with the Canton Charge in the second quarter, as they outscored the Bulls 30-24. A lot of that was from Jakar Williams when he entered back into the ball game. He was really helping lead that fast break for the Canton Charge and help bring them back in within a one-possession game against these Windy City Bulls.
Funny you mentioned Jakar Sampson. How about that? You were watching this. You were watching the first half over on the baseline to our right. How about that little tension there with Jakar Sampson and Chance Comanche a little bit?
Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely. And Jakar, definitely not as you and I have gotten to know Jakar a little bit during the season, Ryan. Him with his fighting words. He's a very expressive guy, and he definitely showed it there. And he's also a guy, too. If there was one guy that you want to pick a fight for here on this Windy City Bulls team that you want to throw out there, it would be Jakar Sampson. If there would be one guy that you'd be fearful of this Windy City Bulls team, it would definitely be Jakar.
And to his credit, 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. So still not a bad first half production-wise for Jakar Sampson on 3 of 4 shooting, also making 1 3-pointer. We talked about how Windy City, you wanted to see them better shooting. 55% from the field through one half, and to Canton's credit, they're 53.5%. And both teams have been shooting the ball rather efficiently. Windy City 56 from downtown, Canton 60%. Both teams making their free throws. Windy City's only gotten to the line a couple of times, while Canton has also had maybe just a few more trips. Biggest lead for Windy City was 12. We've had two lead changes four times. We were tied. Fast break points. Here's something I was kind of interested to see, too. How was it going to be the transition game for Canton Charge? Because in their game last night against Grand Rapids, they were really slow coming back in transition. Fast break points favor Windy City 12-7, but it seems like in terms of the transition, the only thing we're seeing from Canton that does not go to their benefit, they're not really hustling back because they've just been looking for foul calls that they're not getting.
Yeah, exactly. And when you kind of look for those foul calls, and these refs have been around for quite a while, right, and they're going to realize and recognize that they're going to be looking for foul calls early on, and that's really on the coach's adjustment in order to get their players into saying, hey, if we're not going to be getting these calls, we're going to have to go to options B, C, or D along the plans. But I also like the way, Ryan, that you pointed out, 55% shooting for the Bulls and 53% for the Canton Charge. They both have come in different ways. We're looking at points in the paint here, 32 for the Canton Charge and 28 for the Windy City Bulls. The Canton Charge have gotten a majority of their points inside from, like you've mentioned, Ja'Cory Williams. Inside down low with 22 points overall has led that back-to-the-basket game against Ja'Cory Sampson. I mentioned that was going to be a big thing to look at. But the backcourt of the Windy City Bulls is outscoring the Canton Charge by almost 20. A 19-point differential, 41-22, Ryan, for the backcourt of Michael Mulder and Walt Lemon Jr.
As we take a look at the rest of the box score here for the Canton Charge in particular, mentioned Williams and Randolph. This is a team in Canton that's, like Windy City, they're very efficient with the basketball. They don't really turn the ball over often, but they've already got six turnovers. So compared to Windy City, you don't think six is a lot for one half based on what they are coming into action tonight. But Windy City, however, has also been very clean because they only have four.
Yeah, and those four turnovers have not really come back to bite them. There was a small stretch there at the beginning of the second quarter where, Ryan, you have to keep in mind that this Bulls team starting off, they didn't score their first bucket until 3-plus minutes into the second quarter. They had a huge scoring drought there at the beginning of the second quarter that allowed the Charge to go on a 7-0 run, and overall they outscored them by 6 in that quarter. So the Bulls eventually came back after that early timeout that Charlie Henry took and eventually outscored them by 1 throughout the remainder of the second quarter. But like you, the 20 City Bulls team are first in the G League in assist-to-turnover ratio at about 1.60. So we know how good this Windy City Bulls team has been with handling the ball, and their primary ball handler, and Walt Lemon Jr., has turned the ball over zero times. So if he's able to continue to do that going forward, expect the Windy City Bulls win here in this last game of the regular season.
This is the Windy City Bulls Halftime Show on SportstownChicago.com. He's Rob Hill, and I'm Ryan Fay. And before we send it back to Andy Mazur and Jonathan Hill, who have the second half action for you on SportstownChicago.com here on the Windy City Bulls Network. What's the biggest thing you want to see Windy City come out of the gates with here when we begin the second half of action a little bit?
Pretty much what they did in the first quarter, and that's a lot of aggression and energy. What they've pretty much been doing, have Walt Lemon Jr. driving inside, finding his shooters outside. Clearly he's done it flawlessly up to the point with Michael Mulder having six overall three-pointers here in this first half, and just continuing to let them find three-point opportunities. Over these past two games for the Windy City Bulls, they've shot 34% over these past two losses that they've taken on the road, shooting 56% from three here tonight, Ryan. So just let them keep shooting, finding the open guys, and continuing to burn them out there.
I was listening to you, don't get me wrong, but I was getting distracted by the replay monitor because they showed there was a karate halftime show performance here at the Sears Center, and they showed one of the masters taking like a sword. Somebody had an apple on the top of their forehead, and they took the sword and swiped the apple right off the head. I got distracted by that, so I apologize.
I still don't find that as
exciting. If you saw me wandering off there for a moment, that was why.
I still don't find that as exciting as my insight, but I mean, whatever tickles your fancy, right?
Well, you know what? It's the regular season finale. We're going to have some fun with it, definitely, for sure. Windy City Bulls leading by 362-59. Before we take the short timeout, we'll send it back to Andy and John. Let's take a look at how Grand Rapids is doing right now. They're currently leading by 8 over the Fort Wayne Mannets. 3 minutes to go. 119-111 over the Mannets are the Grand Rapids Drive. If the Grand Rapids Drive are to hold on, they will be the Central Division champions. They hold the tiebreaker over Windy City in the event Windy City would still win here tonight. Some other scores around the Eastern Conference. The Long Island Nets only winning by 3 over the Wisconsin Herd at home, 126-123, with just 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter over there. And the Lakeland Magic and Raptors 905. Magic have a 118-104 lead over Raptors 905, who have Chris Boucher on assignment from Toronto, who got an NBA contract earlier in the season. All right, Rob, thanks for stopping by at the half. I'll see you back here for hopefully a victorious postgame show, my friend.
Sounds good, buddy.
Coming up next, it's the second half action between the Windy City Bulls and the Canton Charge with Andy Mazur and Jonathan Hood. Coming up next on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.